land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
All right, I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that the reason Janice Gilley wanted this song, Escambia County Administrator, is because it's Earth Day. Did I guess right, Janice?
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
You could be in a quiz show.
I know. Well, I play Jeopardy at home on my couch where I'm pretty good. But, you know, in the spotlight, I'm not sure. You know, who knows what would happen. Well, happy Earth Day to you. You know, I have often said this. This is not really, you know, your zone exactly, but conservatives have dropped the ball on environmentalism and allowed it to become a liberal issue when we should be as emphatic about this as anybody. You know, God gave us the earth to be good gardeners, and we should be good gardeners, so.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I have a question for you. It's one of those, like, you know, you don't think about it until you ask the question. Have we gotten paid from FEMA for Sally yet? Because it's been a minute.
Not a penny. And I'm, you know, we're getting nervous. I'm getting nervous personally just because right now we've already booked about $60 million in debris hauling. And, you know, we knew that we had about another $80, $90 million in projects that we needed to have, you know, roads, you know, just all of the different things, drainage. We still have facilities that we're still trying to get the professional services. We'll be contracting those today to make sure that we do a thorough review of the roofs. And we have some buildings that, you know, have water coming in with the last couple of weeks of rain that were damaged from Sally. And so, you know, it's just really frustrating when the kitty's not getting refilled, you know. You know, we still haven't even gotten that 300 and something thousand that we put in last July for COVID that we were told we would get within 12 weeks, number one. And number two, I checked yesterday with Liz Kissel, our FEMA manager here, and she said that it's still sitting. It's been basically approved. It's now in legal for review, and it's been there for months at FEMA. So it's really disappointing, you know, and what makes me nervous about it is, so they're telling all these families that they're going to help them, you know, with their COVID burials, the family burials.
Right, right.
And so, you know, government is not, it's not uncommon for us to know that we have to, you know, wait a while and go through a lot of bureaucratic tape. But what's going to happen to these families who are expecting, you know, a quick turnaround on their situation?
Wow, yeah.
So it's a mess.
Do we have any idea from, you know, your FEMA coordinator? Do we know why the delay on Sally?
No, she is literally in conversations with them every week. And Senator Scott's office is actually calling their FEMA directors every Monday and every Friday, you know, checking with them. I haven't heard this week's report, but every week they check with them just to see how it's going as well.
Wow.
And so we just don't. I mean, it sits in a queue, and it says they're, you know, they're doing review, and they'll let us know if they have any questions. And it's just really frustrating.
Well,
to me, it's mostly frustrating for our citizens because it's their tax dollars that, you know, we were told would be reimbursed to us for, you know, doing this work in recovery, and we're on the heels of another season.
Right, and if you knew the money was coming for sure, you know, and soon, as in not 5 or 10 years from now, then you might be able to make one set of plans. But if there's any concern that the money either won't get paid at all, or will only get paid partially, or will get paid 2 or 3 years from now, you have to make a completely different set of plans. And until you have confidence, that's the plan you have to act on, right?
Correct, correct. The budget director and I met last week with our financial advisors just to talk through cash flow, to talk through the county's current investments, you know, what our bond rating is and things like that. And so we're going to be meeting with them every quarter to just make sure that we're on, you know, that we're having constant communications about our cash flow, because it's really important to make sure that we maintain stability in the finances for the county.
Yeah, and so facing the possibility, and it's just that at this moment, but facing the possibility of not getting either any or all of that FEMA reimbursement money, you're then on the other side of the books, you're looking at, like, the hiring situation. You and I have talked about this almost every week we have you on. You guys have so many job openings, but the problem is nobody wants to work, and you feel like you can't compete for the pay to get them to work with the amount of money that you can offer, which is a budget issue too, right?
Yes. What I would say is, and I've spoken with business people, a lot of business people. I mean, every business person that I've come in contact with over the past couple of months, I've had this conversation. But what's been interesting is in the past couple of weeks, the conversation has shifted from, well, there's absolutely nobody out there to, well, if I want to get someone, I've had to increase maybe a starting, front desk position from $10 an hour to $15 an hour just to get someone to look at it. And that type of inflation within 16 months it's got to be unheard of. And so, I've mentioned that we had one situation where we lost somebody in our jail medical that went to another job for, I believe, $20 an hour more. We lost someone in
Hold
facilities.
on, hold on. You lost a medical personnel from the jail for a $40,000 a year pay increase to somebody else?
If I understand the chief correctly, that's what we did. Now, I will tell you that
Wow.
I have spoken to some other medical professionals recently and asked them how their staffing's going and stuff like that. And, they said it's really difficult right now to find staffing. If you're a medical professional, it's good for you in the sense that you could actually get a contract, a one-year contract, where your job is just vaccines for an entire year. And so, whether 10 people show up or 100 people show up that day, that's your contract for a year. And it's a pretty nice contract. The other thing that we're having is, we have, I think, 39 equipment operators between the waste department and the roads department. I think we have 39 equipment operator positions that are available. And, I'm hearing out on the streets that they're hiring between 50,000 and 70,000, starting salaries for people with a CDL. I'm not going to be able to. I can't compete with that. As taxpayers, and as monitoring or managing the citizens' funding, we have to be very, judicious with that funding. We clearly did not budget to hire 39 people at 50 to 70,000, with a CDL this year. And so we're going to have to. Our departments have been asked to kind of look at their positions, and if they have positions that have chronically been unfilled, we're going to ask them to consolidate some of those positions so that we can pay our employees more. And so we're doing a pretty deep dive with all the departments right now,
So,
and we start talking about their budgets.
I was just going to say, so you've got that side of the labor cost side of the equation, which in an era in an environment where people don't want to work are getting, they're getting unemployment, they're getting CARES money or other, funding from the government, stimulus money, whatever you want to call it, and they can have their pick and choice of jobs right now, which is nice if you're looking for one, but not great if you're an employer. And then the other side is that you guys are going to bring a new capital improvement plan to the county commission this morning. Let's talk about that in just a second. We're talking to Janice Gilley, Escambia County Administrator. By the way, Janice, this won't make you feel better, but you're not alone. I just got a text in from somebody who says, my organization hasn't been paid from a FEMA multi-million-dollar claim from 2014 yet. So, and just, not to add fuel to the fire, but man, anyway. So we were talking about how you guys are getting pinched on the labor side and can't find people to work at the budget level that you've got for them. But you're now coming forward with what I applaud you for doing. It's necessary, but this capital improvement plan to figure out how much everything costs over time to maintain and replace on a proper schedule, right?
Yeah, it's not today. It'll be whenever we have our budget hearings.
Okay.
That's when it'll be coming. Yeah, it'll be coming forward as a discussion with the commissioners as part of the budget
I thought I
hearings.
saw that on the
But we'll
agenda today.
start.
That's not on today's agenda? I thought I saw it there.
No, actually, yeah, what you saw was what I was talking about with the looking at our current infrastructure and getting the professional services to look at the damage still from Sally, A&E
Oh,
Design
I got it.
Services.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got it. Fair
Yeah,
enough.
but it's still important what we're doing, in that regard as well.
Now, I know one of the news stories that we had talked about recently was the Bay Center meeting that y'all had last week, and one of the things that came up in that context was that basically you had $67 million was coming from the CARES Act, and the Bay Center didn't ask for any of it because they say they were told by facilities that money's already committed elsewhere.
Yeah.
Don't bother asking. Now, in the overall scheme, that we the county didn't get less money, but the Bay Center that needed it didn't even ask because they felt like they were told not to ask. Can you clarify any of
Yeah.
this or help us
Oh
understand?
yeah. I think we peeled the onion back to the core. I think we figured out what happened. So, remember back in the fall, Remember, we originally had a December 31st deadline, and there were very strict uses by the state of Florida for what you could utilize the funding for. And remember, it all had to be spent by December 31st. So I think what happened is the Bay Center mentioned to facilities, hey, we need a new air handler or something like that. And it was in October, and they said, oh, there's no way we could get it in place by December 31st. And so that is what I understand the context of the conversation was. And that is true, because we had even looked at how we could get air handlers in other buildings, and we couldn't get it accomplished by the original deadline of December 31st.
Okay.
So there was that piece. Yeah, so and so I think there was also a little bit of confusion in the conversation, and that there were federal CARES funds,
mm-hmm.
and then there were Escambia County CARES funds, and I think some people interpreted that the Bay Center was told, no, you can't apply for federal CARES funds. And so I think the whole conversation kind of got, you know, confused about which CARES funds and, you know, what the use is for. Now, the Bay Center did in November end up sending in a requisition to ask for some funds. We asked them to come to the board to present to the board. They didn't make it to the board, but a big part of what they were asking for was for funding for their employees for furlough, and that also was not an eligible expense under the CARES Act.
Because of category.
So,
okay. All right. That all
yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's helpful, because, you know, the way it had seemed from the meeting, obviously the impression was a little bit different and kind of concerning.
Yeah.
There may still be concern, but some of that definitely explains what happened, at least a little bit better to my mind.
Yeah, we now are going to be able to work on the air handler for them. As a matter of fact, we've already gotten a quote. It's a really good quote, and so we're going to be, and it's our building, so we can now manage that on this side.
Yeah, and just because it didn't come in for that first round doesn't mean that it's not going to happen, or doesn't mean that it doesn't get reimbursed somehow. I mean, you know, there's a lot more to the conversation too, which is kind of what I was hoping you were gonna add to the conversation
yeah.
this morning. Hey, last thing, Janice, we're almost totally out of time, but you often have a question for me. Anything this morning?
Yes, I do. Since it's Earth Day, what do you think is the most environmentally conscious thing that you and your family do?
Oh, probably recycling. You know, I've been recycling my whole life, and we recycle. I mean, that's that's probably the only. I mean, we drive fuel economy vehicles, but not because of environment, just because of cost. So that's probably
the
one
for us.
Well, I
think that's a wonderful example.
It's so ingrained in me that like when we weren't recycling or when it was being dumped or whatever, you know, that bothered me because I'm like, well,
uh-huh.
you know, or when the cost goes down, so they're not genuinely being recycled. That's that same kind of thing as well. So, how about you?
Yep. You know, I was thinking it's because I live on a working farm, so we raise our own beef. It's grass-fed beef,
mm-hmm.
and we try our best to raise our vegetables. So, you know, from an industrial, you know, commercial food manufacturing situation, we kind of try and do it ourselves for our family.
So you
we share with
you
our
feed
family
local.
And stuff like that.
You feed local?
Yeah.
I like that. Janice Gilley is our Escambia County Administrator. Janice, thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it. Look forward to the meeting today.
Y'all take care.